professional speaker, author, entrepreneur, and this is Being Your Destiny, and I'm happy you're here. Happy Christmas Eve, and I hope every day is Christmas Eve. Now, remember in the last show, I said, I hope every day is Christmas. But if every day is Christmas, that also means that every day is Christmas Eve, right? Because every day is the day before the next Christmas. Think about it. All right. So, don't be turned off if you're listening to this in March. Every day should be Christmas, and you should be looking at it in the spirit of happiness and fulfillment and helping others and bringing joy to other people's lives and just plain old trying to make people happy by giving them the products and services they need or want to live their destiny. It's like you're trying to achieve yours. You will achieve your destiny because I have achieved mine. And how can I say that? Because I achieve mine, you'll achieve yours. That sounds a little off the wall, doesn't it? Well, I want to share with you something here that I think will put everything, a lot of things in perspective. I just finished watching another one of my favorite Christmas time things to watch. It's a Wonderful Life. Do you know the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart? Made in like 1946 or something like that. I don't know the exact year. All I know is I've watched it about a bazillion trillion times. And it's a fascinating movie in many, many ways, much like Scrooge. It's kind of like a different version of Scrooge. And you're probably thinking, how can you say that? Well, it's easy to say that because it's a person whose life changed because they had seen things the wrong way and then came about to see it the right way. And they had a little help, right? And I relate to those kind of movies, I guess, a lot because of things that happened to me. But the bottom line is there's nothing stopping you from making the move that changes your life to put everything in perspective so you move ahead in a positive way every day, even a more positive way than you ever did before. I mean, that's exactly what happened to George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, right? Now, if you don't know the story, which you should, George Bailey grew up and he did lots and lots of things to help people all of his life. And his father owned this small buildings and loan company, and he wasn't a very good businessman. So he didn't profit well. So he was able to help some people get homes and get the things they needed and give them loans they needed. But because he wasn't profiting that much, he was never able to affect as many people as he could. And when he died, George's whole plans for his life changed, and he ended up having to take the business to keep it in business, to keep something good going. And it was a decision, you know, a big decision to keep something good going. There's a lot of things they kind of leave out about George, but George obviously did better and was getting more money from other places and helping more people and getting more homes built. And during the Great Depression, he saved a lot of people and helped them out, and he changed their lives. So throughout George's life, he changed other people's lives. But he came to a point where everything went negative. His uncle lost $8,000, and he was supposed to be putting in the bank, and he was about to be arrested, and the big bank in town was helping. It was actually the owner of the bank who stole the money and the $8,000. But nonetheless, he was running a game to put George in jail so he could swallow up the building and loan, right? And so George just thought he had let the whole world down. And he thought there was nothing he could do about it. And he didn't see any way out of his situation, so he was going to go kill himself. And at that point, he meets his angel, where he wishes, in front of the angel, he says he wished he'd never been born. So in order for the angel to show George why he was so important, he did exactly what George asked for. He gave him a life where George wasn't born. And took George through the path where nobody knew him because he didn't exist. And his mother's life had turned out in a sham. The building alone was gone 20 years before. His brother died when he was nine. His other brother died. Well, because his other brother died when he was nine, his brother got a Medal of Honor during the war, but since he didn't go to the war, all the people that he saved during the war weren't saved, and they all died. And so two-thirds of the movie works up to this very, very sad point where the angel just literally demonstrates to George just how bad the world would have been without him, despite how bad things seemed for the very short period he was experiencing of the money being lost, the police coming after him, wanting to lock him up, and so forth. And in the end, because of all the good he did, he was brought back, the angel brought him back into his life at a certain point, and where even in the life without George, George was about to be demolished, so the angel brought him back to the real life, and then he found that while he was out feeling so bad for himself, that a lot of people were behind his back doing a lot of good for him. And the savings and loan was saved, and it was all done on Christmas Eve. His brother came home. Money was wired to him from a friend. All the people in town he had helped decided they would help him and bail him out. And it was, of course, a marvelously happy ending in helping people understand how important you are in life. So that's the reason I love that movie is because often, maybe I'm like you, maybe I'm not, but do you ever have a time? Think about it. Do you ever have a time when you just think you're just not affecting the people you want? You're trying to build a business and maybe it's not working the way you want. You want to work independently from home. You want to have your own business and controlling the destiny of your life. And you feel like it's not going the way you want. You can't find what you need to make it happen. You're not affecting the people like you want. And maybe you have bills piling up. Maybe you have a big debt. Maybe you think you don't have enough money to even start your business. Maybe you feel totally useless and you can't really stand that, right? Well, I can understand that. But the fact is, if you look back on your life, unless you were purposely trying to harm people throughout your entire life, you have done a lot of good. And you can do a lot more. Now, I think I've probably shared the story before, but I'm going to share this story a little bit because here's my perspective and that built with me. I spent, 22 years in the Navy doing a career. But about 10 to 12 years of my time in the Navy was in a steadily declining, the depression wasn't declining, the depression was increasing. So my personal life, my ability to be, enjoy life in the social ways, I suppose, was steadily declining. And it got down, my depression, I never admitted I have a depression, and so after 12 years, I crashed completely. So for the last 3 months of my existence in that depression, I made some big mistakes and everything went south. And then for 3 years after that, trying to climb out of it, I had to do it all on my own. It was far worse than George. Everybody I knew turned their back on me. Nobody helped me. Nobody would do anything for me. So I had one thing to do, and that was to set my mind to do as good as I could for anybody I possibly could affect. As I built myself back up, I got to a point where I realized that I'm either going to die or I'm going to do more than I ever did before. So I chose the more than I ever did before. There were people trying to steal my will and my heart from me at my lowest point. And I realized that. I recognized it. I recognized that there's two things that I still have, my will and my heart. And my heart and my will were in the right place to help as many people as possible. So I was going to build a business. And at that point, I had no money. I had no house. I had no possessions. I had nothing. I just started making a plan to make a business. And so that was my George Bailey moment. What was I going to do? I'm not sure what inspired me to keep that thinking that way, but it didn't matter what. All that matters is that I did, that I moved ahead. So once I got going and started working on the business, I knew I needed a number of other things. Number one is I had lost lots of weight. In fact, I'm 6'2" and I weighed 100 and I think I went down to, I think it was 159 pounds. It was actually the drop dead weight where I bottomed out at 6'2" as a, you know, full grown, 159 pound high school kid at that height is probably okay, but not a full grown adult. There wasn't much left of me. So I started recovering from that. And as I started building my business and getting more and more positive and seeing that I could actually get things out there for people, you know, my weight started coming back. And but then when you become happy and happy and everything's working, your weight keeps going up. And so then that became another problem to deal with. But here's what happened. See, I wanted to help as many people as I possibly could, and I always want to help as many people as I possibly can. It's all I've ever done in my life, except for three brief months where I was miserably depressed, and then 3 years where I was pretty much left on my own to recover. Everybody, not a single person I knew from the past would help me, and that's fine, because in the end, I built new relationships and built new life and made things happen like I want to. But here's what I did. I felt so inclined to help people. I started giving away too much stuff. And when I first transitioned to my online phase of doing things online, I started blogging. I built a blog in a number of months that was getting 10,000 visitors per month, okay? And it was all just via the search engines. And I didn't know anything about copywriting. I didn't know anything about leading people through calls of actions or any of that stuff. I was just trying to figuring on it. So I was just writing and writing and writing. And nobody would buy anything off my blog. They would suck my information, and they would suck me dry. And I would put out more information than they ever had. It's my website, Your Traffic Starter Blog, is actually that original site. It's now a product, the Instant Traffic Cashflow System. But that was my original site. I was giving everything away. And it wasn't totally that I was getting nothing in return. I mean, I was helping people. But my men were quick to point out that I have to stop giving everything away, because if I really wanted to help more people, I needed to start making profit. The number of people I could impact was very limited by what I could do on the blog. And the credibility would never grow if people were never buying anything from you, because that's just the way of the world. You, and I'm talking to you, put more credibility in somebody flashing paychecks on the screen, whether you know they're real or not, and than you do with somebody who doesn't talk about paychecks. And that's just what people are captivated by. Too many people actually equate success solely with the paycheck. And I can't do that. I mean, my life in the Navy, success came from people actually achieving their goals, not from getting a bigger paycheck. So that was always a hard transition for me, right? And maybe you're in some side of, and the point is you aren't experiencing necessarily exactly the same thing, but you may be having something similar. Particularly if you work all your life in a job and your job paid you a salary, so your rewards from your job weren't necessarily always monetary. However, I'm not talking about rewards. I'm talking about the ability to affect other people in your business. If you, whether you're in a multi-level marketing business, an affiliate marketing business, selling your own programs, whatever you may be doing, as long as you have a good product or service, you can help a lot of people. But you are severely limited unless you start profiting. You cannot give everything away. You can't do that. Now, it's Christmas time, so I love giving gifts. And giving gifts is great. And sometimes I get very, very, particularly as I'm growing my business, I get very sad when I can't give as much as I want. In fact, I do something very stupid. Sometimes I don't give anything because I wanted to give so much more. And if I couldn't give what I wanted, I felt like I was giving nothing. It's kind of psychobabble, huh? But then it actually makes me do the wrong thing and not give. And so that's a bad thing, too. So as you make more and more money, you want to be able to, well, maybe you do. I hope you do. You want to be able to help more and more people. That's the whole goal of my business, is to do that. So I lived through a time, everything turned back on me. I had my George Bailey moment. The whole world actually turned their back on me. I didn't have a complete George Bailey moment because nobody came to bail me out. So I had to bail myself out. I had to grow on my own. I had to use my own willpower, maintain control of my own heart, and build my own destiny to get where I wanted. I had to believe. I had to believe in myself. I had to get others to join me. None of that was easy when you're operating from literally nothing. Have you ever started as an adult as if you were a baby? You know, a baby knows nobody. It has to start meeting everybody all over again. Well, that's exactly where I was when I started again. So that was a challenge for me because I was not a very skilled social person. So the kind of point of all of that is there are no limits and there is nothing stopping you but you. You can achieve anything you want. You can have your George Bailey moment. Matter of fact, it's more likely that if you are down and you didn't have the major crash that I did, you still have people that will actually bail you out, and they just don't know that you're actually having a problem. And if they found out, they probably would be on your side. So that's where the five-step system comes in. You've heard me talk about that the last couple of times. The five-step downline system is about you offering to help other people and then showing them how to move ahead and then showing them how they show someone else to do the same thing so that they can keep passing it down. And that's the five-step downline system at EasyLeadNetwork.com, EasyLeadNetwork.com. The video is right on the homepage. Be sure to watch it. There's no obligation to watch the video. You don't even have to sign up to watch the video. You just go to EasyLeadNetwork.com and watch it. All right. Now, you know, my whole focus, I mean, I have a number of programs, but my prime program is a 7-minute workout. And that goes back to me gaining weight. See, I've been working out for 22 years in the military and doing it the wrong way, working, going and exercising an hour in every single day. And running and just tearing myself apart. And I had very good cardiovascular fitness, but my muscle fitness, my muscles never grew because I overworked them. And when I found the 7-minute workout as I was building my business, I made it a part of my life. So it brought the weight under control. It put muscle mass on my body. It saved me. See, I have two herniated discs. And they were taking control of my back because I wasn't exercising anymore, and I needed the strength and all of that so I could be in control of what I do physically. And the 7-minute workout made it possible. Working out every other day with 7 minutes of exertion makes it possible for me to have solid muscle mass. And if I followed their diet better, I would actually lose a little bit more of the belly fat. I don't have like massive fat or anything like that. I have to admit, I'm not good at following the diet. And it's actually very simple. And if I would just spend a minute, I would, and I mean literally a minute, I would do better at that. But part of it is I don't want to prepare food for myself. So, you know, I got a bunch of excuses on that. But the bottom line is the 7-minute workout put back into my life the fitness part and the health part. Three times a week, 7 minutes every other day. Okay, so I want everybody to be that healthy, and because it is so easy, I want you to be that healthy. You don't even look at it as an opportunity, because for 2 years I did not promote this. I just used it as part of my lifestyle, and I would hope you would too, because number one, it's only $47 a year. $47 a year, okay? Now, do you know the price of a gym membership? $47 a month. And do you know the price of a personal fitness trainer, especially one of the caliber of Joel Therrien or Chris Reed? Well, that would be $100 or more an hour, okay? So you're getting them as your personal fitness trainers for $47 a year to work you back into shape. So, and you're getting a diet program. So if you're a little bit more, and only have to be slightly more energetic than I am about diet, then you would actually be able to use that. Now, I don't even follow the diet well, and I'm not turning into a balloon, because the fitness program is so good. The fitness program really helps control everything about my body function. It is totally awesome. So if I wasn't selling it as an opportunity, I would never give up the 7-minute workout. Okay, I would never give it up. I was doing it for 2 years before I even offered it to other people as an opportunity. But I realized that I was doing everybody a disservice by not offering it to them. Matter of fact, I was actually, in a way, being Scrooge before It's a Wonderful Life, there's this Mr. Potter, so he would be the Scrooge of that movie. So I was being the Mr. Potter with the 7-minute workout. You should be doing it. If you have any inkling at all about improving your health, and you're not willing to spend $47 a year to do that, then you're not serious about your health. So what I'm going to do right now is it's Christmas Eve. And even if it's not Christmas Eve when you listen to this, you could still do this. Okay? You could try it for a week. One full week. It's easy. One full week for $1. You go to wayneshearer.com/go/one, spelled O-N-E. Okay, wayneshearer.com/go/O-N-E. Go right there, right now. Do it now, because it's the best thing you could possibly do for the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. There's no obligation to sell this program. The only obligation is to yourself to make yourself fit so that you live a long life, so that you can do the things you want with your kids, so that you can be there when they want you, so you can stand up and run with them whenever you want. When you have grandkids, that you can pick them up and throw them in the air just like you did were when you were a kid, that you can laugh with them, that you won't be yelling, oh, granddad's got a bad heart, oh, grandma's legs don't work so well. You won't be saying that because you did the 7-minute workout. You owe yourself that for you, for your kids, for your livelihood, for your health, because it will make you that healthy. It will change your life. The $47 is the best $47 ever spent in my life, and I would spend it every month for this program. And the cool thing is I only have to spend it once a year. Now, Of course, you already know the 7-minute workout also has a 100% commission opportunity. You have no obligation to do that. You don't have to be a reseller. You don't have to be an elite. You just need to be healthy. Of course, we're going to show you the opportunity, but you can opt out of that. Remember, these come on emails. They have a little thing on the bottom that says, click here if you don't want to receive any more emails. So if you don't want to receive them, click the link and opt out. Don't use that as an excuse not to be healthier than you've ever been in your entire life. I am more fit now than I have ever been, and even more fit than when I was in the Navy, okay? And now, I shouldn't tell you, but I'm 54 years old, and I'm stronger. I can do more. My herniated disc, yeah, they hurt, and some days they get me one way or the other. But the bottom line is, it enables me to have strength where I wouldn't have strength, and it was actually going away because I wasn't doing this before. The 7-minute workout has both an in-house or in-gym with or without equipment program. It's the best there ever was. So if I can do one thing for you to help change your life in the coming year and the years to come, it's to get you to spend $47 on yourself. When you do this right now, you will be happier than you have ever been, because once you start putting this plan into action, you'll realize after the first couple of exercises that when you were done, that you have an endorphin level and an energy level that says, let me do more. I can't possibly be done. And you'll have an energetic days, and you'll never be tired again. You will be happy. You will be healthy. You will be glad. And I am glad to give you this $1 trial. Go to WayneScherer.com/go/ONE1. Okay? /ONE. WayneScherer.com/go/ONE. Okay? Just do it. Give yourself that gift and make yourself the happiest and healthiest you've ever been in the coming year. Merry Christmas to everybody, and may peace, love, joy, and all the goodness of life be with you, so that you can share your goodness with everyone else from here until, oh gosh, hope it's years and years and years to come. See you next time.